For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Ah, my dear professional sufferer. Take a seat because here comes the raw truth unfiltered. You worry too much, and that is your biggest problem. You spend sleepless nights, chewing over every word as if you were deciphering a secret code that never existed. You replay conversations like someone rewinding a bad movie, searching for some hidden sign that justifies the other person's indifference. You're convinced that if you try just a little harder, if you prove that you are extraordinary, that enlightened person will finally recognize your worth. But let me tell you a secret. That is not going to happen. The one who rejected you already signed the act of your irrelevance in a meeting where you weren't even considered. To that person, you were nothing more than an extra in the series of their life. And every attempt you make to prove otherwise only highlights the obvious. You are still begging for the attention of someone who left and never looked back. Engrave this in your mind. Those who didn't value you will only miss you when they realize they have truly lost you. And even then, it won't be out of love, but because their ego needs reassurance that you are still there, available as a backup plan. What I am about to tell you has nothing to do with childish games or low-level revenge. This is about emotional strength, about stopping the act of begging for affection, and finally becoming unattainable. Are you ready for this radical change? Then let's go. Number 1, the fatal mistake, you chained yourself. Oh my dear emotional dependent, take a seat for a dose of reality. No sugarcoating. You are still trapped, and no, it's not the fault of destiny or the alignment of the stars. The blame is entirely yours. Every seen and ignored message you insist on sending, every look of disdain you pretended not to notice, every crumb of attention you accepted as if it were a feast, all of it was your doing. You put the chains on yourself and handed the key to someone who left a long time ago with no intention of returning. Now, why the hell are you still chained? Because you outsourced your self-worth. You got hooked on the idea that if you just tried a little harder, if you proved to be an incredible person, that person would have an epiphany and regret everything. You imagine them looking at you with tears in their eyes saying, "My God, how could I have been so blind?" But that is never going to happen. The game is cruel but predictable. Those who give too much without being reciprocated become disposable. You weren't a prize, you were like that fast food toy that nobody asked for. Now think with me. That person treated you coldly to push you away, or because they knew that by ignoring you, you would chase after them even more. The truth hurts, but it sets you free. The more you humiliate yourself, the more insignificant you become. The more you give yourself away, the more predictable and worthless you appear. And guess what? You are the one who put yourself in that position. But before you start crying and drafting a sad message in your notes app, relax. There's still a solution. What you need now is simple. Stop behaving like a desperate puppy begging for emotional scraps and start thinking like someone who respects themselves. The first step? Get out of this ridiculous game because the only way to win is not to play. Number 2, the Stoic concept of cold detachment. My dear slave to other people's emotions, the time has come to learn the supreme art of cold detachment, or in simpler terms, to stop caring about those who don't deserve your attention. Here's your first lesson. You cannot control what others do. You cannot force anyone to love you, to respect you, or even to remember that you exist, but you can control how you react to all of that. The Stoics figured this out more than 2,000 years ago. Epictetus spoke about the dichotomy of control, which basically divides life into two categories: things you can control, your thoughts, emotions, and attitudes, and things you cannot control, other people's opinions, the recognition you so desperately crave but never receive. And what has been humanity's biggest mistake since the first human was rejected in a cave? Wasting energy trying to change what was never within their control, like the mind of someone who has already decided to discard them. The result? Suffering, frustration, and unanswered WhatsApp messages. Now, if you shift your focus and spend your energy only on what you can control, your thoughts, your emotions, your actions, something magical happens. You become free. This state of emotional freedom is called ataraxia. The Stoics trained their minds to reach this level, understanding that true power does not lie in convincing others of your worth, but in not being affected. Think about it. When was the last time someone disregarded you? Maybe it was an ex who replaced you without a second thought, a friend who disappeared when you needed them the most, or a relative who only contacts you when it's convenient for them. And how did you react? If you felt anger, sadness, or that pathetic urge to prove your worth, congratulations, you are still being manipulated. But what if instead of reacting, you simply observed the situation with total indifference? If you emotionally disconnected and moved on as if nothing had happened. This does not mean repressing feelings or pretending not to care. It means actually not caring. The devastating effect? Emotionally unstable people are prime targets for manipulators. The more predictable you are, the easier it is to turn you into a puppet. However, if you reach the Stoic level of cold detachment, the game changes. You become an enigma, an unsolvable mystery, and nothing drives a person crazier than someone who doesn't react as expected. Now that you understand the theory, all that's left is to put it into practice. It's time to cut the strings that bind you and finally join the ranks of the untouchable. Technique 3. The lethal silence. The art of letting them burn. Human beings fear the void. Silence unsettles, torments, and creates anxiety. It is the plague of the insecure mind, the black hole where all doubts are born, and doubt is poison. That is why absolute silence is one of the most cruel and effective psychological weapons you can use. Now think about what you usually do when someone disregards you. You run after them, don't you? You send messages, ask for explanations, try to understand where you went wrong, twisting yourself emotionally just to get a crumb of attention. And guess what? That only makes you look pathetic. When you seek answers, you place yourself in an inferior position. My worth depends on what this person thinks of me. Silence does the exact opposite. It destroys certainty. When you disappear without warning, without a fight, without goodbyes, without that dramatic message, you create a total void. And the worst torture for someone who discarded you is not knowing whether you care or not. As long as you react, even with anger or sadness, you are still under their control. But when you detach yourself without a trace, insecurity begins to creep into their mind. They start to wonder, did I make a mistake? Did they actually not care that much? Why aren't they trying to fix things? And that, my friend, is when the dynamic shifts. That person who once took you for granted now feels a chill. They start looking for signs, snooping on your social media, inventing ridiculous excuses to start a conversation, because their ego cannot handle the idea that you have moved on without looking back. You might be wondering, what if that person never comes back? Excellent. If someone can forget you so easily, congratulations. You were wasting your time on someone who never truly cared about you. That absence just freed you from being a fool any longer. Silence is not a strategy to make someone return. It is a warning. It is the most elegant and brutal way to show that you do not beg, you do not accept crumbs, and you do not lower yourself for anyone. But for this technique to truly work, you need something even more powerful. Absolute control over your emotions. And that, my friend, is exactly what we will talk about in the next step. Technique 4. Emotional control. How to become untouchable. True power does not lie in what you say or do. It lies in what you choose to ignore. And this is where 99% of people fail miserably. They let their emotions control them. They feel rejected, react with anger, humiliation, desperation, and obsess over proof.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Proving their worth. And of course, they wear it on their face for everyone to see. Now tell me, what happens when someone realizes they can manipulate your emotions with a simple attitude? They use that power against you. If someone can destabilize you with a cold look, a WhatsApp silence, or a slight jab at your ego, that means they control the game. And what do people do with weak players? They use them, and then discard them. Think of it like a poker game. The most dangerous player at the table is not the one who falls apart when they lose or celebrates like a fool when they win. The most dangerous player is the cold one, the unpredictable one, the one who reveals nothing. That is the level you need to reach. And how do you get there? Simple. Total neutrality. No matter what happens, your reaction must always be the same. Zero fluctuations. Someone ignores you? Nothing changes. Someone tries to provoke you? Total indifference. Someone suddenly reappears trying to feel your energy? Maintain your stance. Keep your response measured. No emotional outbursts, no pathetic revenge schemes, no sentimental messages. Just absolute emptiness. And that emptiness destroys. Because when someone tries to test you and gets no reaction, insecurity starts creeping in. That's when the game shifts. The person who once toyed with your emotions begins to wonder what changed. Why aren't they reacting? Did I lose control? And the moment doubt arises, it's over for them. But be careful. This only works if it's genuine. Pretending not to care while screaming inside in desperation won't cut it. Your energy always reveals the truth. You must train your mind so that it truly does not affect you. That takes practice, discipline, and the daily repetition of a single thought. I own my emotions. No one has the right to control them except me. Now that you've learned to silence and master your emotions, there's only one thing left. The final blow. The move that makes everything irreversible. If you're ready for that, prepare yourself for the next step. Technique 5. Silent growth. The unstoppable comeback. The best revenge is not rubbing your success in someone's face. The best revenge is not needing revenge at all. Now tell me, if you disappeared today, what would change in the life of the person who disregarded you? Would they miss you, or would they move on as if you never existed? If the answer is the second option, congratulations, you were completely irrelevant. But wait, there is a solution. And no, it does not involve posting indirect messages or pretending to be amazing on social media. The solution is to become unreachable. That means evolving in complete silence, without pathetic attempts to get attention, without motivational quotes that everyone knows are just disguised cries for validation, without hoping that someone notices your transformation. It means embarking on a journey of self-development so intense that the day that person sees you again, they don't even recognize you. Because here's the truth. Silent growth is the only thing that truly unsettles people. Why? Because when you disappear and reappear completely transformed, you're not just proving a point. You're showing that you never needed anyone's approval in the first place. And that, my friend, destroys the ego of those who once dismissed you. How to apply this technique. Stop trying to prove anything. Your growth is not a performance. It's not for your ex, not for friends who underestimated you, and not for family members who doubted you. It's for you. Divide your evolution into three areas. Body. Take care of your appearance. Improve your posture. Train. People respect those who carry themselves with presence. Mind. Read. Learn. Develop emotional intelligence. Make your mind bulletproof. Independence. Never depend on anyone's validation. Grow financially. Expand your opportunities. Build a life that cannot be ignored. Do all of this in silence. Nothing frustrates people more than realizing that someone grew without seeking their approval. And the best part? Once you reach this level, you don't care anymore. You look back and realize that their rejection was actually a gift, the push that forced you to become someone who will never be ignored again. But wait, there's still one last detail. Something that makes all of this unbearable for the one who discarded you. The phenomenon of scarcity and mystery. And that, my friend, is exactly what we'll talk about next. Technique 6. The phenomenon of scarcity and mystery. How to become unforgettable. Human beings are programmed to value what is rare, what is not easily accessible, what seems out of reach, what creates doubt, uncertainty, and desire. Now look back and think. How did you act when you were disregarded? Were you always available? Did you try to start conversations? Did you offer explanations no one asked for? If the answer is yes, then congratulations. You became common, predictable, easy, and unremarkable. And what is predictable loses value. Scarcity, on the other hand, creates desire. You know that feeling when someone suddenly loses interest and you become obsessed with understanding why? That is the effect you must create. But be careful. Scarcity doesn't mean disappearing completely. It means being present so selectively that your absence feels like a black hole in people's minds. How to create this effect? Learn to be mysterious. Stop revealing everything about your life. Speak less. Show less. Explain less. Disappear and reappear without warning, without justification. Mystery generates curiosity. Apply scarcity to your presence. Never be too available. Protect your privacy. Avoid posting every little detail of your life. Make yourself hard to reach. People who are easy to obtain do not make an impact. Never seek attention directly. Those who need to scream to be noticed have already lost the game. The secret is to become someone who naturally sparks curiosity. The result? Doubt creeps in, regret grows, and by the time that person realizes who you have become, it will be too late. Now, it's time for the final shift. After today, you will never be the same. Embrace this mindset and ensure you never make the same mistakes again. This is the end of your era of suffering. From now on, you are unreachable. If you've made it this far, then you've understood a truth that most people are too afraid to accept. You were never truly disregarded. You simply allowed yourself to be treated that way. And from today forward, that ends. You will no longer chase after those who do not value you. You will no longer try to prove anything to anyone. You will no longer react emotionally to the breadcrumbs thrown at you to test your patience. Instead, you will apply what you have learned. Absolute silence, letting your absence speak louder than words. Emotional control becoming impossible to manipulate. Silent growth, evolving without needing approval. Scarcity and mystery, making your absence feel more significant than your former presence. And the best part? Once you truly internalize this mindset, something incredible happens. The opinion of the person who disregarded you becomes irrelevant. You simply move forward, stronger, more distant, more indifferent. And that is the real victory. Now tell me, are you going to keep wasting time worrying about someone who never respected you? Or are you going to take control and become someone impossible to ignore? Comment below. Have you already applied cold detachment? How has it changed your life? I want to hear your story. I hope this episode has given you a new perspective and valuable tools to transform your emotional life. If you love today's content and don't want to miss any of our future episodes, make sure to subscribe to our podcast. And if you're already subscribed, why not share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing it? Don't forget to follow us to stay updated with all the advice and strategies we share every week. Your support means the world to us and helps us continue creating content that empowers and transforms. Thank you for listening, and until next time.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.